All right, welcome back to another episode of the Badass Lifter podcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking about whether a tough love, no excuses mentality can help you to become a badass lifter. Now, the reason that I'm talking about this is because I have been on Threads a lot, really enjoying Threads. It's pretty new right now, but seems like a pretty wholesome place. And even people disagree, it seems like pretty good content, doesn't get too toxic, which honestly is just hard to find these days. So I'm just really enjoying being on Threads. But I have noticed people have been talking about, you know, just work harder, kind of no excuses. We all have the same 24 hours. And I've made, I guess they're called threads about this, as well as responding to those people, mostly cordial conversations, some not so much. Got a few hate messages, but you know, that's the internet. That's if you're going to be online, like there's going to be a few of those no matter what. And I see this messaging all over the fitness world, and that you just need to work harder, put the time in, like don't make any excuses and just kind of get the work done. And I want to kind of talk about why I don't think this is as helpful as people might think it is and what the approach should be instead. Now, I want to go over some kind of like the middle ground that I think exists here, is that sometimes you do need to have an honest conversation with yourself, or someone has to have an honest conversation with you about what is going on, because sometimes people are making excuses about their situation, or they're not saying the thing that's actually the problem. And it's good to have those conversations when they don't add up. If someone's missing a lot of workouts, I'm not gonna make you feel bad about that, but we might have an honest conversation as to why, so that we can brainstorm and figure out how to be more consistent with training in the future, or what I can do to help. So I think there can be times where people are, it really are excuses and aren't actually the thing that is the problem. So there's some valid reasoning towards like the no excuses mentality. I'm gonna say that's like the middle ground that we have here, is sometimes people say things that aren't quite true or aren't really the reason why they're not there. Here's the problem in my eyes as to using this, and especially using this on its own, is that one, if you're just telling someone they need to work for it, one, they already know that. Like that's not like, wow, here I was thinking that I could just sit on the couch and get stronger. Like people know they have to work towards their goals, and you're not really sharing any new information from there. Like if someone's not going to any of their workouts, I don't think they're under the impression that they're going to get stronger by not going to the gym. So that's like the first thing, is you're not sharing anything new to the person. The second is that, yes, there people can not go to workouts and are making excuses, but kind of what is more important is why are they making those excuses? Like what is the real reason behind? And we look for this without judgment. Like we're not here to shame that person for whatever the actual reason is. But if we don't know what the actual reason is, like we're not really helping. Like, yes, you're making excuses to not go to the gym, but is that because you're scared to fail as part of the process? Is that because you're not too sure what to do when you get to the gym? Or is the gym just intimidating? Like, do you just not like being in the gym and find it an uncomfortable place? So even if you see the value in getting stronger, you're not actually going because you're just too uncomfortable in that space. There's a bunch of different reasons why someone might not be going to the gym. We've talked about this on the podcast many times. I have full episodes on reasons why people aren't going to the gym. The problem is, so when you just do the no excuses, you're kind of ignoring all of that, or you're saying that like that doesn't actually have any value, or that like we don't need to talk about those things. But it's been my opinion and experience with working with a lot of lifters at this point that like that's the thing we need to talk about. Like if you're scared to fail, we need to really hype you up and really talk about like why you're not going to fail and how to ease yourself into the process. Not tell you that it doesn't matter, because the person who thinks the gym is intimidating, as an example, and you just tell them no excuses, well, they still think the gym is intimidating. So you haven't solved anything. So I think that's something that's important to keep in mind, is that like we need to get to the reason as to why like they might be making excuses. What is the actual reason? And then we have to brainstorm solutions. Like if they don't know what to do, okay, maybe you need a plan. Maybe you need a trainer to help you out so that you feel like the workouts are working and worth it, and then kind of go from there. So that's like, I think the biggest problem with like the tough love approach is that it doesn't really create any solutions. As well as that, this ignoring of the solutions can also imply that your excuse has no value to it. And in many cases, there are good reasons to miss workouts. Like there are, you know, moms that I work with who have two kids and like a business that they're running and they got family things going on. And like, sometimes you just need to miss that workout because there are more important things happening. Sometimes you get sick, in which case I don't want you in the gym. I want you not working out. Okay. So that you can get better and that you can come back and get done really good workouts. This is a good excuse. Vacations can be another example of this. And also there's really no reason why your Monday workout can't happen on Tuesday as well. So like, even if you're like, you just don't feel like it that day, but you go the next day, that's also fine. The no excuses mentality can kind of imply that like, there is no good reason to miss workouts. And there are, like, I'm telling you, like, as a trainer, I've been training people for 8 years online. There are good reasons to miss workouts and no one should feel bad about that. There's no like making up for those workouts. Like sometimes you just can't go, or like you got other important things to deal with that are more urgent or more important at that time. And your Thursday workout can wait till Friday or Saturday. That is totally fine. I think on top of another thing I want to add to this is that like without the context or without understanding why you're missing workouts or not, you know, fully committed to the fitness grind, it can cause you to feel bad about small errors, like missing one or two workouts, which truly doesn't matter. I've seen this a lot in like beginner lifters where they're doing a really good job getting stronger. They're consistent in the gym. They miss one or two workouts. They feel really bad about it. And that ends up being the moment that they stop training slowly. Sometimes they stop altogether. Sometimes they slowly stop. And that part of having a fitness journey is understanding that like it is okay to miss workouts on occasion, that like this is part of the process. You are going to miss workouts, make mistakes, and that you don't need to feel bad for them. There's no making up for it or guilt. And that, but if you watch these posts or listen or whatever platform, and these people are like, no excuses, like you need to earn it, like all this kind of stuff without like any grace for imperfection, I think it can cause people to really worry about they always have to be 100% or else they're not going to do it at all. And it's been my experience that the people who stick with training like are just okay with missing workouts on occasion. Like they're going to make mistakes and like that's totally fine. But this kind of tough love approach, I think, just like doesn't resonate with that. And it's not a very good idea. So I think this is important to talk about because this is really, really common in the fitness world. This kind of like no excuses mentality, very tough love. I think this often comes from people who, I'm going to say the first category of people are people who haven't been trainers before and they're really into their fitness journey and they have no excuses for themselves. And so they don't really understand why you would have excuses for your fitness journey. And this often comes from like the inexperience of working with multiple people. I find that trainers who have been around for a while don't say this very often, especially if they work with like the general population and not like the athletic population. Because as soon as you work with like 5 to 10 different people who are, you know, just like regular gym goers, but they want to be strong for themselves, you kind of understand that we don't all have the same 24 hours and that like the tough love approach doesn't really work for a lot of regular people. It only seems to really work for diehard fitness people or competitive athletes. And I would even argue then that it doesn't always work with that population either. So I think this often comes from people who just don't have that experience of working with others and are kind of like self-projecting their own fitness journey where they refuse to make excuses for themselves, which I don't want to diagnose them, but I would guess that there are some people who maybe have a little bit of a toxic relationship with their fitness journey, but don't see it as toxic and are kind of projecting that out to the world. So that's kind of the first one. The second, I think, is trainers who are only used to working with like a very type A kind of mentality, because there are some people who do like the tough love mentality and really resonate with it. And there are some coaches who I think only work with that type of population, or if they do work with someone else and that person doesn't resonate with that, they would just chalk that up to that being a bad client as kind of an example. And they're kind of not realizing that like, hey, not everyone resonates with this. You got to switch up your strategy if you're going to work with these kind of people, or don't work with these kind of people if you don't have that ability. So I think those are the two kinds of people in the fitness world that I think bring up this no excuses, tough love, we all have the same 24 hours mentality. And I just wanted to share why, like, I think it's pretty toxic and actually doesn't work for a lot of people. I think there would be a case to be made if like, hey, like this tough love is, you know, you're going to feel bad, but it works in the end. Then I would be like, okay, you know, we can talk about the pros and the cons there. I don't love it, but we could talk about maybe tough love, you know, is worth it in the end. But it honestly, it just like doesn't even work. So for me, it's like, we're just making people feel bad. It's pretty aggressive messaging that doesn't work with a lot of people. And it doesn't even work. It doesn't even work. And I think like that's like the most important thing is that you're not even going to get the results that you want to get. And we want to make fitness for a variety of people, not just for these really type A, you know, want fitness to be their life kind of mentality. Like we want everyone to be a strong, confident lifter, regardless of what's going on in their life. And I think this tough love approach just doesn't actually help people with that. I would love to know your thoughts. I'm debating on if there are people who don't agree with me online, just sending this episode to them so they can see where I'm coming from. And if those people listen and they disagree with me, come on the podcast. Like we can talk about it. Like I'm happy to, you know, we can go live, whatever you want to do. I think it would be an interesting conversation. But yeah, thanks for listening to another episode of the Baddest Lifter Podcast.